Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the impact of domestic violence on the brain.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Domestic violence often leaves outward signs of abuse. Bruises, black eyes, broken bones. But there's often an invisible toll as well, traumatic brain injuries. A new grant will allow the Ohio Domestic Violence Network to work with more than 200 providers to increase awareness on this issue. Rachel Ramirez is the nonprofit's Director of Health and Disability Programs and founder of the Center on Partner-Inflicted Brain Injury. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to have an opportunity to talk about this.
To start, how common are traumatic brain injuries for survivors of domestic violence?
In our first research that we did with our programs, over 80% of survivors told us that they had been hit or hurt in the head, neck, and face in some way, shape, or form. 83% of survivors reported that they had been choked or strangled. And when we asked people how many times it had happened to them, almost half of survivors said that it was too many times to count.
So this happens a lot then. Why do you think these critical injuries have gone largely unrecognized for so long?
It is kind of, you know, you talk about this, something that has been really hidden in plain sight since the very beginning of doing domestic violence work. Most people who hear the word concussion, most of us think sports, think football. Domestic violence is also something that happens in private. It doesn't happen in front of other people. People are not watching people being hit or hurt in the head, neck, or face. It doesn't happen in that way. It's not like a football game. Who is the person that says, wait a second, when we think about, you know, in sports, do you take a timeout, you assess for a concussion? That's not even possible in some of our spaces because domestic violence is often such a private experience.
Mm-hmm. And this most recent grant from the Ohio Department of Mental Health Services will help you offer better tools to respond to these injuries. What does that look like in practice?
We at ODVN, in partnership with Ohio State, developed a framework called CARE, an intervention framework that helps us provide accommodations and really think about how we're providing our services in a different way to take into account brain injury. I have survivors reach out to me who tell me I'm having a hard time reading, that I'm having a hard time, like I just can't do things I used to be able to do. I'm taking me so much longer at work. The signs and symptoms and impacts of brain injury can be very widespread, but helping survivors have a better understanding of what that is and understand, no, you're not crazy. You're not stupid. You're not making these things up. It's just that you've been hurt, and let's come up with ways and strategies that'll work for you to be able to live your life in the way you want to.
These traumatic brain injuries can stick with a person for a very long time. How do you encourage more survivors to seek immediate help when they may have so many other more pressing things to take care of, like getting a protection order or finding new housing?
It is always important after you've been hit or hurt in the head to get medical care if you can. We know that sometimes survivors can't, and sometimes survivors don't, and sometimes it's not on the top of their list. But I think it is recognizing, having survivors have that awareness that this could be something that could be impacting you, but also recognizing that, you know, if you're having, you know, severe headaches that are debilitating, it's really, really hard to get a protection order. And it's really, really hard if you're having problems getting lost and being able to, you know, kind of navigate where you are, getting to job interviews and those kind of things are really hard. So also, how can we maybe get supports in different ways to help us do that?
That's Rachel Ramirez with the Ohio Domestic Violence Network. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.